Rams close down practice facility as surge in virus cases rocks the NFL. By Dylan Nguyen on December 14, 2021. The Los Angeles Rams went into their Monday night football game against the Arizona Cardinals already severely shorthanded. Less than 24 hours later, they find themselves even more shorthanded. On Tuesday, the Rams placed wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. and 8 players were placed on the NFL's reserve/COVID-19 list, according to ESPN. In addition to Beckham, defensive back Terrell Burgess, tight end Bryson Hopkins, defensive back Juju Hughes, offensive tackle Alaric Jackson, defensive tackle Sebastian Joseph Day and safety Jordan Fuller were added to the list, while defensive end Jonah Williams and defensive back Tyler Hall were also added as practice squad members. Further, tight end Tyler Higbee was removed from the reserve/COVID-19 list, confirming that Higbee missed a 30-23 victory over the Arizona Cardinals on Monday Night Football because of a false positive test. Rams head coach Sean McVay told reporters on Tuesday that the team was shutting down the practice facility and would work remotely for the next 2 days. "We're in intensive protocols," McVay said. "This has definitely been the most uniquely challenging situation we've dealt with COVID over the last 2 years. No doubt about it, specific to our team, the amount of people that are affected, both players and staff." The Rams weren't the only NFL team to get hit with a rash of positive coronavirus tests. The Browns added 8 players to the reserve/COVID-19 list, including wide receiver Jarvis Landry and offensive guard Wyatt Teller. ESPN reports there are now 7 NFL teams in advanced coronavirus protocols. The Browns, Rams, Falcons, Bears, Lions, Vikings, and the Washington Football Team. The situation is especially dire for the Browns, who have a short week to prepare for their game against the Raiders on Saturday. The Washington Football Team, Rams, and Vikings are also in playoff contention. In all, at least 62 players have tested positive for the virus in the last 48 hours. As a point of comparison, the league experienced only 110 positive tests from September 5 to November 27. On Monday, the league announced it was mandating coronavirus booster shots for all coaches, players, and team personnel.